ready?
I did the same thing you did. That one? I did that.
Turned it on and only
did it
twice.
Okay, say that. I just wanted to point out something about the assay of Behemoth Tehera and whatever. It's interesting, okay?
Meyer is 5-2?
About 2-2. It's about 2 minutes to.
All right, well,
and usually doesn't start on time. It's about 9.
What time do you want me to?
We can start. I left my thing here also. We'll just see where we're standing and we'll stop.
Okay.
Okay. We said that basically, according to the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvahs, the mitzvah is the diun and the chakira in the simonim. We pointed out the loshoinos, correct? And we said even if it's loima, it doesn't mean loima. It's kiyuv v'din. Just 1 second. Okay, now, interesting, Ram Hilchos Machos Asuas also, I assume, the same thing. I said it's a Deya, it's not a Pu'ula. And that's Rambam in Mitzvah Say Leida, Simonim Shem Avdil and Bohen, Bein Behemah V'chaya V'dogim. And he says, but he quotes the mitzvah, different mitzvah. In Sefer Mitzvah, the mitzvah is a tochlu, right? And he learns, without them, Kilo explains it, okay? In Mishneh Torah, the Ram says the mitzvah is without them. You look. Mitzvah sasei perik alav nuchus malchus asus aloch alav. Mitzvah sasei leida simonim shemabdilim bohen Bein behema v'chayi v'oif v'dogim v'chagovim shemuta l'ochon u'bein she'ein muta l'ochon shenema v'ibdaltem bein behema tehera l'tmei u'bein oif atomei l'toho v'nema l'havdil bein atomei u'bein atoho bein achayi ne'echeles u'bein achayi alo shalo se'ochel. So it's a whole different story. The mitzvah is the chavdola. It's not that chavdola is an explanation of the teichu. So I would have said, according to this, that it's very clear that it's not ki'ilu, there's no symmetry between the asay and the isasay, because the mitzvah is the chavdola, okay, and the isa is achila, so l'chayra is no symmetry at all, okay. If l'chayra it's tochlu and you do it through avdola, maybe you can start thinking about it. The mitzvah is the chavdola.
I don't understand it,
but I can start hearing it, okay? In the beginning of Machos Asuras, that is the mitzvah's livdok. So you could imagine mitzvah's pu'ula. In Mishneh Torah itself, in Hilchos Machos, it's leida. But if it's lived like, you can talk about it. But if the mitzvah is lived like, so any time you eat that which is tmeya, you didn't do a bedika. So maybe the eating of something which there was no kin bedika, that's an isasay. So it could be such a thing. But there's no hechach. Because if the mitzvah is lived like, the isa is not to be boiling, but it's not an isachila. In other words, even if you say it, It means through the achil. It's not that it's macholos asuris by eating it. It's just that by eating it, I'm not mekayim the aseh. The emes says, the Ravid says, on the word livdoik, in mitzvah se kuf mem tes, he says, om avrom, kol livdoik, ein lehem tam, el mishum lava bo mokhal se ase. So it's only sase. Interesting, the mitzvah is called livdoik, but the Ram says the pasuk is called tzipoteru teichlu. Livdoik b'simoni chagov mleida toho min atome leida, and the mitzvah asher lo kraim, the mitzvah kufnim beis is livdoik. And then, however, in mitzvah, it's livdek b'simoni behema v'chayil lahavda ben tmeil teira, livdek b'simoni reif lahavda ben atom v'tor, livdek lahavdil. Livdek is lahavdil. Okay? Comes the Sefer Chinuch and says Vayafoichu. The whole thing's not true. And it's actually symmetry. Chinuch smitzes asei kuf mitzvah kuf nun gimel. Mitzvah kuf nun gimel. Mitzvah bedikas simoni behemu v'chaya. Shinitz tavinu livdok b'simoni simoni behemu v'chaya kishinirtze lecho mehem. V'oivu aleho v'loi bodak el shiro'o bo simno echod v'somoch alov v'ochal mimeno v'af al pi shemotza achake shehetir shehetir ochal bitla sei ze shobedikas simon. He eats it, but he doesn't do the bedikah before. He walks into a restaurant, and they show him one simon. And he realizes one simon's time and the other one's there. And he eats it. He's mevatel yaseh. V'oivu leh loy bodlik el shiroh b'simon re'echa v'somach Allah, Allah v'ochal mimenu. The din is to be semech without bedika, but the is not the achila. Right? And then once you have that, it could be symmetrical. But I don't know if you get the problem. The question is, what's the isa say? The isa say, there's an asay and a lois haseh and tmeya, and it's an isa achila, or it's just you're not, it's a bittel from the mitzvah from bedika. So l'cheira, if you're learning like, if you say it's a lava bo mechal asay, and it's bedika, so l'cheira the guy would have to come to the same clues in the chinuch. Well, there's no kiyum. It's eating without bedika. Okay. So then l'cheira, if you rely on reiv, okay. For example, tuna that comes. And it's reiv that have simonim. Okay? But you don't do a bedika to see if this one has simonim. That's the problem. You didn't do bedika.
Okay.
If the problem is just eating the tame,
I didn't eat tame. It's Shomai Yisrael, maybe. It could be I wasn't mekayim the asay. I wasn't mekayim the asay of bedika. Okay, but there's no isa asay over here. The question is the isa asay, the symmetry of the mitzvah asay, or something else. What's the whole business of tuna? Can you rely on roiv? Do you need bedikas?
Different from the OU and the
Datsun. Okay, cool. That's the question. But here, but I'm just telling you,
it's not a simple thing.
I'm not saying it's simple. I'm saying according to the Rambam, you're not Mekayim. Whether you violate, according to the Chinuch, it's an Isasei, and according to the Rambam, it could be you're not Mekayim the Asei. But the Asei is Livdak. L'chol is no Avdolah relying on Reiv. Okay? So that was the first point, okay? So I just wanted to tell you, you know, just what the Rambam says and other thing. And the emes is the machlokes in the Magid Mishnah and the Chinuch, kilu, whether you say the symmetry or not symmetry. I don't know, Lashon Rambam is mashma, that it's not symmetrical. The mitzvah is the bedika, and the isa is the achila from techlo. That's what I would have told you. But I can't tell you for sure, that's what I would have said. You say that? That's a very clear issue. But really, you know, the question is, when you say over basay, does it mean that the mitzvah asay is the symmetry of this? Or it's or there's no relationship. It's only a raya that the mitzvah asay. What the mitzvah asay is, you have to evaluate each one on its own. That's what I was telling you. Okay? Next. Now, I just want to go back. I don't know that I start talking to you about the mitzvah of dinim and the various dinim for chayv l'mazik. Did I talk about it last week? Okay. So what I want to do is discuss in general what dinim are, okay, or what mitzvahs the mitzvah required tzibur or not, okay. So if you look in Cherish Shemini, Pashas and Cherish Shemini, and it's a very strange thing, I don't want to get involved in that. The Ram starts off, if you read it, it's mamash one of the strangest Shurashim that I ever saw, the strangest thing I ever saw in Ramam and Halacha Sefer. What he does is, you know, if you want to prove what a mitzvah is, you quote the Chachmei HaMaseira and prove what a mitzvah is and what not a mitzvah is. No. He starts with the language that the word mitzvah means in language. And he's trying to prove the language mitzvah means a tzivui. Okay? And he quotes verbatim one of the Arab scholars who wrote a pirush on Aristotle. And he talks about what language is all about and what language in Arabic is about. And the Ram quotes him verbatim. There's a verbatim quote in Cherish Shemini, which you won't find over here very clearly. But he even told me the name of the guy. I found out, you know, I found out exactly where it is. It's not in the gay now. But the quote if he has it now. It's a quote. Oh, here it is. I don't know. He has quotation marks here, but I don't know. He has also here. Beteras v'kva hiskiu zeis hamadabuim beteras igoyon v'omu v'loshin zeh. Oh, to zokter! Avolat tzivu v'asola ein lehem v'loshin arovi shem hakolulom. There's no general phrase in English as a command. Okay? There's no generic term for the word command in Arabic. And that's what he's trying. See, the problem is really, the Cherish Shemini is not really a problem per se. He's writing in Arabic, and he wants to explain, you need a command. And there's no generic word in Arabic for command. So he started to explain why he's working so hard, because in the Arabic language, he quotes some Arabic scholar. There's no such word. It's not only that he's missing something. It's okay. And that's what the Arabic scholar says. That we call it a command, but it really is not. It's not really a generic term in Arabic for both of them. Okay. Hine nisboil chosh asho minyanat tzivu emiruf usemis loshen agov v'shemes lashoa he milas loyin, whatever, he goes on and on and on. But lachira is the general underlying assumption that a mitzvah is a tzivui, and it's just there's a positive tzivui and a negative tzivui. Okay. So then, once you accept that, all that I'm really is using Sheri Shemini for to tell you that when the Torah says lo, it's not a raya, that it's an ashora. Because lo could mean a sipur, ba'alma. It's just a story. I didn't do something. I didn't drink a cup of tea. It's not an ashora. But if he says lo yisrocha adam, that's an ashora. Okay? So really his interest is in lo yisaseh, but you would assume it applies to mitzaseh also. The question is it symmetrical also? If you're talking about the word tzivui, what the tzivui means in language, and you come at the conclusion about it, I would assume that it's symmetrical. So then it becomes very strange, because you open the Rambam from Reish Lamed Vav, Mitzvah Seh Reish Lamed Vav, to the end of Sefer Mitzvahs. You have it? Okay. Now, you can also start, if you want, really, you can go from Reish Lamed Hey, but I'm starting Reish Lamed Vav, okay? We'll go back to Reish Lamed Hey later. Okay. What's Reish Lamed Vav? Hatzivui shnistavinu b'din chayvo b'chaveiro. Reish Lamed Zayin. Hatzivui shnistavinu b'din hashor. Reish Lamed Ches. Hatzivui shnistavinu b'din abo. Reish Lamed Tes. Hatzivui shnistavinu b'din agene. Reish Men. Hatzivit shnavinu b'din ha-heber. Ki yavi ish sode o cherem. Okay? Reish mem alef. Hatzivit shnavinu b'din ha-voro. Ki seitzei esh. Reish mem beis. Hatzivish Navino Bedin Shemachinum. Reish Mem Gimel. Hatzivish Navino Bedin Noise Socho. Vesecher. Reish Mem Dalin. Hatzivish Navino Bedin Shoyo. Reish Mem Hey. Hatzivish Navino Bedin Mekro Memka. Reish Mem Vob. Hatzivish Navino Bedin Toyim Venitan. Reish Mem Zayin. Hatzivish Navino Bedin Hatzivui. Lahatzil hanirdif miyaragaydif lahogur. So here, lachayra is a change. Okay? Reish memches. Hatzivish is tavino bedini nachlis. Okay? And that's it. That's ramach. Okay? So except for Reish mem zayin, Reish Lamed Hey until the end is all dinin, correct? And not to be surprised, even though the translation over here is atzivu shnitztavinu, in the original Arabic it's shirana. In every single one of them, except for Reish Mem Zayin is Alma. And that's exactly what you would expect it. What?
Well, this translation it uses Shehorano. It doesn't always use Sivano.
What?
In this translation,
yeah,
most of them says Shesivano, but sometimes it says Shehorano.
Okay, so what? But whatever it is, it's not a proper, Kapach is not correct, and this is also not correct. But I'm telling you, in every single one, you can see exactly what the word is. It's Al-Tashriya, Al-Shrano. Each single one of them is Shrano. Shrano, 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 Shrano. Except for Meresh Mem Zayin. Okay? That's very nice, correct? So it's Mamish. Oh. So the mitzvah l'chayre is, so I told you the word Shrano is kilo hiro'o. It's a teira. It's a teira. That's the word teira is also shirano. Okay? It's a hiro. But not necessarily tzivu. Okay? So it's a ro. The din of chavomazik. Or hiro from the din of shor. And hiro from the din of say shem echinam, shem esocha, whatever it is. Okay? So let's take, for example, Reish Lamed Vav. So L'chayr over here, you have a major problem, okay? Because the Rambam is ready to put Shiran in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, and Shiri Shmini seems to say they needed Tzivui. The Rav used to say, oh, from a father, that it's Cholok Bet Miseidino Mitzaseh Mitzaseh. The Mitzaseh is in Yoni Ateri, doesn't require Tzivui. But mitzvah used to say is a tzivui. And interesting, even though he used to say it over from father, Lamaisi is, he himself wrote a letter, which we didn't publish, which he writes this he said to father, and not quoting father. So it's very strange. And he once said, just to make the plot thicken, he once said in the Shi'uim in Krisis, it was in the Sugya, from Atem Kuyim Odom Ve'ena Agoyim Kuyim Odom, he was talking about the family and the honesty of family. He says, I want you to know that our father, Rab Chaim, the honesty of Rab Chaim, the honesty of father, or whatever it is. So he said, whenever he's Mesupik, if it was his or father's, he's always attributed to father. So maybe this is an example of that. I really don't know. But he used to say Keseda when he learned with the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he used to say this from father. And to my surprise, working on the Igusa grid, I found this letter, which was not published, whatever reason it was. The subject of the letter was a discussion of Mitzvah Se Aleph, the mitzvah from Leida, Lahamin, about Elohim, which the Bahag doesn't count in Minyan HaMitzvahs, and the Rabban's Hasoga on it. And that was the issue. And Kilu said that the Rambam doesn't have to be a tzivui, but it could have been Yif Miyane Ateira. Okay? The Seder.
What about Shurashi? Shurashi says that it has to be a Deya or a...
Yeah, but he talks about Deya. He's talking mitzvahs in general like that. But you want to know how the mitzvahs go down to Deya and this and that and that. How the mitzvahs go down, okay, the truth is, that's an interesting issue, okay? You want to say it should be a problem, since the Rambam says, one second, let's just check that out. Da, she called Sivri Atero, Vazor Asero. You see, you're correct. See, what you say is very good kasha, but you see, it's interesting. There was no need for the Rambam to commit himself to this.
You could say the kasha.
Okay, he asked the kasha, he just points out, the Rambam says, da,
she called Tzivoy HaTeira V'Azhoreho. Okay. See, here it says Arashia, but that's referring to Torah. And it says Omar. So it's a Tzivui and Vnoahira. Here, that's the Azhora, okay? Is split into four types. There's what he calls Hashkofa, which you can call Deya. There's Maasim, which you call Pulais, whatever you want. Mida is Vedibo, okay? So the emphasis is, okay, I'll explain to you something over here. Why is the Rambam telling us this? It's not, you know, it's not Kilav Sadigain or whatever it is. It's Mitzvah Sichlia, it's this type of Mitzvah. What does it do with Cherish Chi? What in the world are you talking about? So the answer is, what the Rambam says, he's introducing Cherish Chi. He really doesn't need it for our sake. It's a Shtikl Teira in Lois HaSeh. And he's explaining, when do you say Kefa Alavim or not? Okay. So he wants to tell you that if, and the Torah says Kefa Alavim, Alavim for Chizik, to say it's a Chomadik Isa, whatever. The question is, how do you decide if it's a different Inyan or not? So he says, if the Lav, both of the Lavim are both Pulais, or both of the Lavim are both Midas, are both of them a Dibor, or both of them are this, so then it's Kefal. But if one would be Dibor, and one would be a Pula, or one would be this, it would be a different type of thing, then L'chere, it's a separate Lav. That's what he's explaining. That's what the discussion is over. Otherwise, Kotner King Shah, the doctor, okay? So L'chere, since his interest, really, is discussing Kefal Lavim, he says like this. But the truth is, he uses it for mitzvah say also. But he's not. It's not his point over here, because the main point over here in Cho's test is to discuss Lav Shabakolis and Kefa Alavim, but he's also saying in mitzvahs, because look at it again, even though it's not necessary, he doesn't. V'chein mitzvah, mitzvah oisona ba'asiyah mesuyemes. That's it. Each time he says, "Oh, she tazi oisano mleis deya," he says, "Kugoi mashi tivino ladas hashkofas hayichud." So there's an asay, and sometimes a loisa say. But each of these things are pulois or deis, whoever they are. Okay. So you're right. If a mitzvah say, you see, that's the question. If a mitzvah say is just a din, so the question is, what is it? It's an inyan ha-teira, it's not a deya. So why should you have to assume the mitzvahs are subsumed in these categories? Okay, correct. You can throw that in also. You're 100% right. But the whole show is ches, l'chayr, that's pointing to this. So now, let's open up for a second to Reish Lamed Vav. This one is all very interesting. I just want to give you, this is the better draka, just to understand what's going on. Reish Lamed Vav, okay? So the Rambam is like this. Hatzivu shnitztavino, which is the Shurano, Bedin chayvo b'chaveira. V'hu omro yis'al v'chirivun anoshim v'hik ish es re'eyu. V'heilehem hanikroyim hanikroyim dine knosis. Okay, very nice, dine knosis. Ukva nemar posik hakrilo mishpatei kol dine knosis om yis'al kashe osa Kenye ose loy. Kashi also, Kenye ose loy. Okay? Now here's something very important. Here is the chatzivui. Okay, isn't there? Ka'asher osa, kein ye osa loy. Okay. And it says, it's a posik akilo. Okay. Hakavona bezeh. This is the, no. See, couldn't appreciate what he's talking about, okay? There's no reason in the world the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos has to have the discussion. Because you have to keep in mind the discussions in Sefer HaMitzvos are basically limited to is it a mitzvah, is it not a mitzvah? Maybe to define the mitzvah a little bit. But dealing with the mitzvah, how it expresses itself, that is not the Rambam's agenda in Sefer HaMitzvos. So what he's trying to do is explain what the mitzvah is, how it's a mitzvah. Vakavona bezeh, sheloichim mimamoinoi, ma shepogeya boy, kidei ma shepoga bichaveiroi. It's a shiurim. How much begei chaveiroi, we take his moment away. And that's kashi also, ken ye oseloi. You know what he's doing over here? Kabbalah is the unklus. It's not unklus. But Kabbalah, he's talking about the Pirush Makom and Moshe Rabbeinu. The tachas is mamon, not Hammurabi's cold. Lachman Litzlan. It's pogay. It's the mamon. It's sheer mamon. That's Baba Kabbalah. See, every word. The Kabbalah, it's the Pirush Makom. Or dosk men the Meseris and Moshe. Or pshat and posik is mamon. Okay? Vafilu bishoy buvad hari elu pagan boy bimamoinoi kide oise eilach. Even if there's no physical violence, there's psychological warfare, bullying is also kashi osa ke yoseloi. Okay? The dash it didn't cross the elu kulam niske odom beodom v'chein im sheizika behema es odom oy es a behema hine lo yodun behem v'yifsoik el bezdin hasmuchim be'erit Yisrael. So he's basically telling you who's mechuyev, and the mitzvah is to be poisek, and that's what it goes in all the dinei knosos is kasha osa kei osa loy. So he, L'chaira, is coming out to explain what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is, the Kvanem, our Pasuk Mishmah, they call it a Kvanem, is Kasha Osekei Yoseloi, Yakavonim, Zeloi Kvin, the Zel, this is the Hero'o, this is the Hero'o, Lodun B'dinei Knosos. And the different types of Dinei Knosos, and each parasha tells you what the different ones are. Okay. It's very interesting. She don't need tzivui mamish. The law is good enough. And even though there's a law clawless.
What's the difference between tzivui and sarah? Kashi, yet you're
a sarah.
You have to do it.
But what?
Why
do you
not
raise a mitzvah? No. You see, excuse me, I'm sorry. Let's even go again. I'll show you. What's It'll be okay. Just let me just show you something. Maybe I said a wrong word, but whatever it is, it's okay. Now, here it is. He says. Here he says. He doesn't say, he just says there's a posik akil called dinei knos. He doesn't say what it is, okay? The posik might be tzivui, okay? But each one of them by themselves is only a hero. Okay? So, I could have imagined, okay? And this is a very interesting thing. Let me start off and tell you what I said. Once he might apply it over here. If you remember, I told you in Simon in Sherish Yudbeis. Go back to Sherish Yudbeis. It's the same type of thing, but it's a different twist on it. Okay, but it's also just looking at words. So look at Sherish Yudbeis here. Ram does an amazing thing. He starts Sherish Yudbeis, and he says Yedua Sheish Nitzavinu Lasei Maisa Mesuyim, and it has many halakim in it. And the Torah is Mavaya the Bir Eichas HaMaisa, correct? Okay. So, you know what the word Sivui is? Okay. Nirsha. Shrano. Okay. So it means they might, you see, here it's the opposite, okay? For example, Teres Achatos, okay, and Teres Eilo, each one have in it many chalokim, and each one's a tzivui. The tzivui from Shechita, and a tzivui from Zrike, and a tzivui from HaKetorah, and all different tzivuim under it, okay? So what happens is, but the mitzvah kolelis is only a heira, okay? So it could be that, and the Rambam doesn't even talk about it, like a double portion. If the Bir Eichas HaMaisa, the Chalokim, are Tzivuyim, so then the Horah Kolelis is also a Tzivuy. And all you count is Horah Kolelis. Okay? Here, it's Vanaflechu. Here, the Tzivuy Kolelis is a Tzivuy. But each one of the things subsumed under the tzivui is a ra. So the question is, can you split up this tzivui, this tzivui, because there are various parshas which have a ra, and make them all into various tzivui matera. And that's the Rambam's telling over here, you can do that. And you would never have known that's what he's trying to do. Okay, that this is Kolelis. That's an amazing thing. Okay. But the truth is, if you want to be honest, okay, you see what I'm doing? You see what I just did over here? You got it, right? Okay. But if you want to be honest, it's only a partial answer. Okay? Because if this is necessary, then it's a disaster. Okay. So I ask you a question. This is good in all the mitzvahs which are dinei knosos. Okay? But if I ask you about shoy mechinum or shoy mesoch or shoy, that's a knas? Okay? If I ask you about the Din Mechumemka? Is that a knas? Okay. And even if it is a knas, but if the knas is kasha, is not kasha also, ken yosa loy, if it's not an erich of the pegiya, it also doesn't go into this. See, even the mitzvah saseh of Ganav, the Din Ganav, which includes in it Boba Machteres, and Kefel? Okay. Which is very strange, I'll tell you something else. Because Knas, the whole discussion of Kasi Osa, Keni Osa, Loi, Kfierach HaPgiyah, it don't make sense. Because the definition of Knas is either Yese or Poches. And here he's using it as the same. Okay, that's not really interesting, okay? That's only a partial thing. Okay, that's an interesting point. But, you know, I would ask the Rambam Monashoch, if you need the Shtikl Teira and the Mitzah Kolelis and Kilu, it's the opposite of Sherish Yudbeis, then L'chei you should only limit in Minyan HaMitzvahs those mitzvahs which L'maisa have the Tzivah Kolelis. Okay, but he doesn't do that.
So it means that the din and the hurrah of Shiran is enough. So if it's enough, so we didn't need the whole discussion for over here.
What do we see that he's talking about other mitzvahs over here in Reish Lamed?
No, he's talking about all the mitzvahs that include in Dini Knossos, the other ones.
Other mitzvahs that he counts?
Yeah, I assume so. For example, one second. Let's see. Let me ask you a question. Let's start slowly, okay? Let's see where Shnall is left. Okay, Shor and Bor and Goynev, right? Right? And in Reish Mem Aleph is Havor, right? He says Seish, okay? So if Reish Lamed Zayin is Din Ashor, okay? So what's Reish Mem? What's Reish Mem? Hello?
What does that have any bearing on it?
What is the mitzvah? What mitzvah is there? I mean, it's the beginning of Baba Kama, right? So what's he talking about? Because if he's Mechalik and Shor, it doesn't make any sense, because he couldn't call the mitzvah Shor. So what must it be? What? Odma Mazik, right? Okay. So what does Odma Mazik mean? Any case of Odma Mazik, correct? But not Chivu, correct? See, isn't that go under the general rule of Kashi Oselo, Kei Oseloi? Okay? So that's your answer to the question. Okay? Correct? It's not what it has to do. That's the answer to the question, correct? So he's trying, I think, to answer some of this, okay? All the Dine Knus, that's what he says, Odom. And then he even goes further, because it's more than that. Hello? If you look carefully what he says, it's even more than that. Because look what he says. Dine Knus is Omu Yis'ale HaKavona B'zeh Shalechim Moinei Ma She'Pegei Boi Kidei Pegei B'Chaveire. He says, V'chein Im Hezika HaBeheime Es HaOdom. So what's that? O Es HaBeheime. So Shor also can go under this. Okay? But here it becomes very, very murky, okay? Because in certain cases, the same thing in heaven, Odom also some case. Sometimes if Odom is a mazik, it's not necessarily Knossos. Only Knossos is when Shor Nagachu, when it did different, when it's Chatzika, it depends. With my mashalim chatinezik, you can go through all the different mazikim, whether it's kefi mashehezik or not, correct? But l'chere, he's referring to something like this over here, correct? That's what he's trying to do, because he goes out of his way kashi also king also loy, even if it's a behema. That's what he's saying pshat, okay? And he's trying to say that this includes everything. So l'chere is trying to explain something, but I don't get it. If the explanation is necessary, it's only a partial explanation. I think it's a good question, Lachayah. Correct? But I don't know. See, ask me a question. So what's the answer? So I tell you the following. If I didn't ask you this question, this would have been like water off the duck's back. You wouldn't even know what the Rambam was wanted over here, correct? Okay? And the Rav always used to say it's better to have a good question and just that, and it helps you understand. I think this helps you understand what's going on here. Okay? So now we're okay? Okay. So even this is Shirana. This is very clearly. This, right? This is very clearly. These are mitzvahs. Okay? So it means when the Torah says the din shor, it means that bezdin is mechuy to be done with the din shor. Okay? Correct? I don't know. The truth is, you see, the reason why he's introducing Bezdin and Smuchim, because when it's Knossi, you require Bezdin and Smuchim. Okay? Well, it's not. L'chei can be done. See, I didn't even know. You see, I'll be frank with you. I mean, maybe I'm just missing it. Okay? If I do something to someone, I'm a vayish someone, okay? Is there a din b'day shamayim when there's no bezin to smuch him to pay him the knas? For example, if one cotton shehizik, okay? He pays shehagdil. Look, are you talking about where it's a maisa hezik and there's a hefsin moment in Shalom Yisrael? Okay? So Lachere is the dinik knos, he required the bezin, and the bezin is the mitzvah. Well, the other did, didn't shoyel, I don't know, lodun, I don't know if it's lodun, or could be, if as a shoyel, could be mochiv to pay according to, but I'm not sure exactly what the dinim are, okay? But the Ram has to introduce bezin, and not bezin, we don't know, when it's not bezin, it could be didn't shoyel, you have to be done. I lend you something, and it breaks. And it's not derech malachta. So it could be from the din sheila, you have to pay me. Without a bezdin, correct? And that could be the mitzvah, okay? So it means, lodim b'din me'elu, it's chal mitzvah, okay? Even though it says a din, it's din this, din stavino b'din, the din is that we should do according to these mitzvahs, okay? Do according to these dinim, okay? That's beseder. This is all very nice, okay? This is nice, no? So, the truth is, if you look at Tzadi Vov until Kuf Ches, when you talk about dini tumais, it becomes a little more confusing. But the most important thing is, look at the Asogis of the Ramban at Tzadi Vov, and look in the Minyan HaMitzvahs at the end of the Mitzvah Shochach, and at the end, you'll see something interesting. I'll show it to you. Okay. Open up, it's after the Loisa says, and after all the Loisa says Shocharav, he goes like this. Beato, it's on Tof Yud Beis in Frankl's Rambam. In Tovin, Kol Ma Shekosavnu B'dinei Mitzvah Saseh, Tire Shesalaknu Michashboneinu Shalarav Mitzvah Hei, Mitzvah Hei. Okay, that's Mitzvah Tefillah. Okay, we'll see. But look at this. Zayin Pei Hei, U'mitzvah Sadi Hei. What's Sadi Hei? What's Sadi Hei? You have it? See, Sadi Hei is not so important. Sadi Vov is going to be important. What's Sadi Hei? Hafor is the dome. Okay, Beseda. See, so knocks out Hafor is the dome. Okay, whatever it is, Beseda. But he knocks out from Sadi Hei at Kuf Ches. You Dalid, and could be the word, okay, I don't know what Sadi has to do. Kuf at Kuf Ches, you Dalid Dinei Atumos. He knocks out all Dinei Atumos, all 14 of them, okay? And then he goes out, what's the last mitzvah he knocks out? Reish Chav Zayin, Reish Chav Ches, and Reish Chav Tes, okay? So you understand what Rabbi Yisai? From Reish Lamed Hei until the end, which everyone is dinim except for Reidev, okay? So the Ramban doesn't knock them out. Correct? Is that correct or incorrect? So it means the Ramban, we could agree with the Rambam that all these mitzvahs are to be done with this thing, or the Ramban is going to accept that the Yon HaTorah is also enough, whichever way you like it, okay? Okay. But the Ramban knocks out all the Dini Tuma. Okay. So if you're going to say the Ramban agrees with Yon HaTorah, so the question is, why is he not getting Dini Tuma? And the Rav, really, in the Rav used to say that father introduced in Yon HaTorah not to take care of Mitzvah Aleph, but to take care of dinei tuma. Okay, but whatever it is, the mitzvah at the end, which is very strange. When it comes to tzadi hei, all the dinei tzadi vav, tzadi zayin, tzadi ches, tzadi tes, the Ram says alma in dinei tuma. So I would have said that dinei tuma should have been shirano, and the din of shor and the din of eish and the din of shoyel and all these different dinim, I could have imagined they should be alma, okay? But the Ram does nafich bo, which I don't understand, okay? But at least I was supposed to speak to the Arabic guy to see if he wasn't available. So I'm guessing again tomorrow. You know, I asked about this. He just, the Ram is nafich bo. When it comes to all these mitzvahs at the end, shirana. And when it comes to Sadi Hey, it's Alma. Okay? I can't say I understand it, okay? You understand, you're a better man than me, okay? But at least I'm pointing out to you. I don't think anyone pointed this out, okay? So Shaili is, what's the mitzvah? The Ramban knocks it out. He says, no mitzvah, it's the chavishus. So the Ramban counts in Yonei HaTeir, there's nothing to talk about, correct? So the Ramban in Yisnan in Yonei HaTeir says to say that the mitzvah of Shoyel and all these mitzvahs are chiyuvim, correct? Chiyuvim of tzivuim what? So it means to do something, correct? So Lodin, whatever. So Ramban is okay over here. The problem is comes with tumah, correct? So Lachiris, you would have said, Ramban doesn't count in Yonei HaTeir, and the Ram counts in Yonei HaTeir. And Shalom Yisrael. And that's what's going on over here. Okay. And that's the Chayra, what the Rabbis say, names of father, okay? How that works with Sherish Ches, and how that works at the beginning of Sherish Tes, is beyond me, okay? Oh, but that's what they said. They said that. And they were happy with it, okay? But I ask you a different question. Even if you forget about Sherish Ches and Sherish Tes, so if it's in Yonei HaTeir, this is a simple question. Not to, why does the Ram have to tell Alma in each one of them? What's the tzivu over here? Hatzivu shnitztavino. That's the way he opens up every single one of them. Which the chayra is zany. It's just counterproductive because he's trying to set up a new type of mitzvah, and he says, and he does just the opposite. So the chayra, I would have told you that even though this could have been shirana, the Ram is alma in order to tell you no, it's not something new over here. Just the opposite. Okay. Then I ask you something. If in Yonei HaTeir or not, you know, let's just get started. Maybe we'll finish off. I just want to get you started. I want to get you to think about it. It's even better. I shouldn't even finish. Give me something to think about for the whole week, okay? Let me just ask you a question. The Rambam over here is so verbose in Sadi Vav. If you're ready to count in Yonei HaTeir, okay, do you have to have a long-winded explanation? The Chmitza say Andresh, okay? See, besides that, you could have asked a different kasha. Because I told you that the Ram, it says, by mitzvah say, the Kenei called Eva ve'Eva, okay? It means Asebi. So I told you the Derech Drush is that called Eva ve'Eva Asebi mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is not an Asei, the whole drush doesn't make any sense. Correct? Why is the Ram so verbose over here if all he's trying to do is telling you that in Yonei HaTeir or not? Let's read it. Let's just read it. Hatzivui shenitztavinu liyois hanevela metamo. And you have no clue of what liyois hanevela metamo. Okay, we say that. You know what's amazing over here? Okay. Let me just ask you a question. There are two parsha in the Torah. There's a parsha of Nivlas Behema, okay, nilas behema with behemah tmei or whatever it is, okay, and chayit tmei and behemah and chay and oif in a shochut nevel, okay. There's also parsha from nivlas oif tol, okay, and nivlas oif tamei stachnat matame, right? Oto, right? So if I were to ask you how many mitzvahs should it be, minyan mitzvahs? And nivlas oif tamei. Nivus of Torah is like matama besabliya, it's like a new tumor. Whatever that tumor is, we can talk about it, but it's really not all the purview of how it works, okay? So I'm pretty nice and zov, we have to look at it, we can discuss it. It's not negate anything now, okay? So ask you how many mitzvahs should it be? There's the chamitza ram shechazera. There's a mitzvah from Zovo. There's a mitzvah from Zav. A mitzvah from Metzera. Mitzvah from Odom. Mitzvah from Begodim. Mitzere from Batim, there's the Sheretz, right? So I ask you a question. Niva Behema, Niva's Behema, and Niva's Oif, how many mitzvahs should it be? Hello? Two. The Ram, it's one. No discussion and no explanation about it. And if you open up Hilchos Avos HaTumos, okay, he has Perek Aleph and Beis Nivlas Behema, and Perek Gimel is Nivlas Oif. No problems. Okay, good. Just telling you that you might not have noticed that, and if you did notice it, I apologize for wasting your time. Okay? Nitzavinu Lios Nevela Metamo. Umitzazu Kolelis Tumas Nevela V'chol Dineho. So I would have said Tumas Nevela, Behema, and Oif. No, Tumas Nevela, Chol Dineo. Okay? You know, like Ki'ilu, in the footnote over here, he points out the first three prokim, and obviously Tumas deals with it, but doesn't point out this amazing thing. V'hinini ato, maski agdomo. This needs an explanation. Okay? And this is the introduction to the discussion of my explanation. What's the explanation? You need this Hagdoma to understand every single mitzvah. Look, the Rambam is an apology over here. And it's not poshut that these are mitzvahs. And he has to apologize, correct? Kol min u'min minatumois mitzvah. Each min of tumas mitzvah. And all the tumas the veil is one min. Okay? Each min is a mitzvah. And the question is, why do I do that? He's bothered by something, correct? Ein inyono shono chayov litame betumazu. The chamitzvah is the chatzivui. So maybe taki the mitzvah should be litame. If it's in Yonei HaTeira, you don't have to have an apology and it's not that, correct? V'gam, ein oru mushol militame bo, she'oz tia mitzloi saseh. So I didn't know if he has the option of an isaseh. If it's an isaseh, it has to be a la'anas hola. Correct? Elzeh sha'teira omru, ki hanogei b'min zeh nitmo, that which the Torah, which is, that's an Arsha'a, the Torah said it. That's who uses a similar word, but that's the word, because he's interpreting the word Torah over here. That's Al-Shura. Okay, that's the Torah. He's just touching the word Torah. El-Zesha Torah Omro, ki anogei b'min zeh nitmo, o shidova zeh metame, b'oifun kach, l'mishinoga boy, he misses us, eh? Okay. Kloima, hadina zech and a savino boy, who mitzvah? Okay, so you don't know what the heck is he talking about, and then he says, "Who shono oimim shono gei b'kach b'yofun kach nitmo umi shono oimim." It's a mitzvah samira. We have to say it. Who are the we? V'mi shohaya mematzav kach lo nitmo. And And that's what he calls the Teres Kohanim for. And then he goes on, that's not enough. He says, Va'mitzvu, and then more of an explanation, Hu hadin, asher tzavinu, bedinim elu, v'noiv, v'neim alonu, ki mi shenoga b'zeh nitmo, v'nase tomei. V'chayiv, ma shechayov matmeim, lotzeis v'chutz l'machne, shechina, ושלו יאכל קדש, ושלו ייגע בוי, וכייצא בכך. What's his mama shababa maises? What's he telling us this for? וזהו הציווי! וזהו הציווי. And that's what he says, Alma. So the Rambam is just good for the whole discussion over here, is trying to say you shouldn't say, like a major salvechik, lechere. Oh, no, Zokta, though. Okay, we'll go to Mario now. Beseda? And we'll pick this up next week. This is the wet yap at night. Okay, you should close this.